There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
The man who was an inspiration for Nat King Cole's 1948 hit song Nature Boy has died. He called himself Gypsy Boots. His real name was Robert Bootson. He spent his life preaching the benefits of physical fitness and healthy living. And he did it with a smile, calling himself the Clown Prince of Health. His son, Daniel Bootson, says his father was a lifelong vegetarian who believed in his cause.
His core philosophy really was, you know, eat well, be happy, always be upbeat, have a positive attitude. I mean, that was his mantra, really, have a positive attitude. He felt that that ultimately was even more important than what you ate.
His crusade was born in tragedy. In the 1940s, his brother died of tuberculosis. That spurred Gypsy Boots to champion organic foods, Spartan living, happiness, and exercise. He dropped out of high school and hooked up with a group of vagabonds living on a commune in California where he wore his hair long and sported a full beard. He lived there, as he put it, the first happy, homeless nature boy. In 1958, he opened the trendy Health Hut in Los Angeles, which attracted the A-list Hollywood crowd. To get his message out, Boots wrote two books, Bare Feet and Good Things to Eat and The Gypsy in Me. And he became a frequent guest on The Steve Allen Show in the 60s, once leaping on stage in a loincloth, as his son recalls.
The Steve Allen appearances were always pretty radical, something to talk about. He did a variety of things where he would make Steve Allen drink a kind of a bizarre concoction of sprouts and wheatgrass juice and organic carrot juice. Nobody was doing that. I mean, it's hard to imagine now because sort of organic foods and health foods have become such a part of our culture. Everybody makes a protein smoothie, but nobody did that in 1962. Maybe a few people, but they weren't on TV doing it.
Gypsy Boots died Sunday at his home in Camarillo, California. His exact age is unknown, not even by his son Daniel.
Now, I've been thinking about that a lot because I was never really sure of his age, and I'm hearing a lot of different things now. He's somewhere between 89 and 95, so if we had to pick an official age, I think 89 is fine.
Daniel Bootson, talking about his father, the healthy living guru, Gypsy Boots.
The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.